Sometimes, I guess in the Gulf Coast, they catch a small little, I guess, a crustacean. I'm not sure, but it's sort of pink and you can buy. You know what I'm talking about? You ever heard of shrimp? Okay. Could I get you to say that?
Shrimp?
Okay.
You think
How
what you?
would you explain that?
How would I explain a shrimp? Well, I most says they're good to eat and they come from
Okay.
the
See, if I would have just said that,
ocean.
okay, we would
But
have been
other
tied.
than that, hell, I would. Then it'd be. Then I'd probably said shark. I don't know. You should have said how freshwater seaweed. How was that? Charlie runs this commercial on that. Yeah.
Okay. Now we've got weather and vegetation. Maybe you could tell me about some different types of weather you have around here.
Hot and cold. How's that strike
That's good. That's good. Can you be a little more specific?
you? Well, boy says we have cold more than we have hot. Then when we're hot, it's damn hot. And yet, as far as the length of time, that varies from one season to the other.
If weather were really hot, you'd say it's hotter than,
Hell.
okay. If it were cold, you'd say colder
Well,
than.
I have colder than blazes. All depends on how you're working at. You could be colder in hell, too.
What about are there different terms for summer storms or winter storms? What are a few of those?
Well, we have blizzards, if that's what you're looking for, so we're blizzard. And summer storms are squalls and cyclones, hailstorms. And 3 days drizzle would be right damn good to have right now.
That's true. We may get one tonight, I think.
Yeah.
What about, does it ever happen outside where the air gets kind of thick and you can't see?
Muggy.
Or when maybe, what are those white things up in the sky?
Clouds.
Do you ever have it when the clouds come down to the ground?
Well, not clear down, but quite a ways down. Wait, what you're looking at now?
Or maybe what London's famous for?
Oh, fog.
Do you ever have that?
No. Well, in wintertime, when steam fog off of the river.
And when the weather gets very, very cold.
Then the fog will come. But other than that, it's got to be where the moisture is, or you won't get any fog.
What happens when if you were to go outside and get overexposed? What do they call that in the cold weather?
I forgot. Anyway, I know what you're talking about.
Maybe somebody is nipping at your nose.
Jack Frost. Yeah, but
Said frostbite, is that it?
You're talking about frostbite?
Yeah, maybe you could explain what that is.
That wasn't what I had in mind.
Oh.
What I had in mind is when when you go snowmobiling and get cold and get too cold to think. Can't even think of that now. Anyway, what word was you, frostbite? Was that what you're looking
Yeah.
for? Okay. All right.
Maybe you could tell me what happens in frostbite?
Well, your blood quits circulating, and of course, it just freezes. The meat freezes. Cells break down. Skin burns a whole bit.
I guess you could lose your
Oh yeah,
hand.
you can lose. Well, I guess gangrene sets in.
Okay. And generally, how cold does it have to be to get frostbite?
Well, generally below zero, but chill, it all depends on the chill factor.
Okay, so it depends on the maybe how.
Whether it's a still day or a windy day or.
Are there different type of wind storms you have around here that you would name? Have
Well.
named?